Cambridge Analytica, the company at the heart of a privacy scandal engulfing Facebook. After a four-month undercover investigation, tonight a glimpse into how they... An undercover investigation by Channel 4 News revealed how the UK research firm used data from tens of millions of Facebook users for political purposes. They may have influenced the vote leave in the UK's Brexit referendum and Donald Trump's presidential election in 2016. Trust in social media is at a new low, explains Arunuma Tiwari. She's a global policy analyst with the Indian research firm R Strategic.
These tech giants, especially social media users, are actually using the users' data without them knowing that what exactly are they using the data for. And especially they are losing the users' trust by because of these scams.
Christopher Wiley, the former research director of Cambridge Analytica, who revealed the scandal, appeared before British Parliament on Tuesday, the 27th of March, to discuss his role in his former company's shady tactics.
It is categorically untrue, that Cambridge Analytica has never used Facebook data and the acquisition using Alexander Kogan's app was the foundational data set of the company. That is how the algorithms were developed.
A Cambridge academic called Alexander Kogan made a Test Your Personality app and paid users a small fee to get them to download it. 270,000 people did, sharing details about themselves and unknowingly their friends as well. 50 million Facebook users in total were targeted. The information was then sold to Cambridge Analytica. The scandal has raised disturbing questions about the use of social media in political campaigns, explains Tiwari.
A lot of people trusted their data that was put on Facebook, which was misused by them to analyze and to actually manipulate elections. And right now, nothing is limited to your real life. Everything is online. And these data processing agencies and these tech giants are actually manipulating the views and the thinking of people that are existing.
In recent years, social media has provided a newer, more direct forum for politicians to speak to people. But has it gotten out of control? Facebook insists it had no idea the data taken from its site was being used, but it took months to act. And the episode has exposed yet again its laxity towards privacy. In 2015, the tech giant already came under fire for not doing enough to tackle the spread of fake news on its platform, with CEO Mark Zuckerberg rejecting as crazy the idea that fake stories had swayed US voters. For Chris Kavanagh, a cognitive anthropologist at Oxford living in Japan, Facebook has been particularly lax about its privacy settings.
Facebook is in the wrong because they were too kind of lackadaisical about how they treated their users' privacy. Although it was mentioned in the kind of, you know, terms and conditions of using Facebook, essentially nobody ever reads those. And also very few people read the permissions that they're granting apps. And everybody knows that, including Facebook. So they are at fault for kind of keeping users mainly in the dark about who had access to their data and how easy it was to access. In point of fact, they did have an option where you could opt out of your data being shared by your friends. But basically no one knew about that. It was kind of buried deep within the settings that, you know, nobody looks at on Facebook.
A point of view shared by Tiwari. She says encrypted language has enabled tech firms like Facebook to manipulate users.
What they do is they prepare such kind of privacy policies that are very vague and ambiguous, and users not necessarily would understand that language in which what they are trying to portray. So one important thing that these social media companies or other companies who are taking the data of the users should keep in mind is that whatever privacy policies they are making should be clear, should be understood by a layman, and it should not be in specific legal terms. And then there comes the role of the data regulator that is assigned by the government as per the law that has to take into consideration if they are abiding, if those policies or those companies abiding those laws through their privacy policies or not. Because consent and notice is one of the most important things when we talk about the data that we are giving to these social media companies or anybody who's taking our data.
Yeah, claiming that Facebook or Cambridge Analytica hacked the public's personal information, as some media outlets have suggested, is for Chris Kavanagh also wrong.
There is good coverage in plenty of places, but a lot of the mainstream coverage has focused on this, like idea that Facebook's security was breached and that Cambridge Analytica was able to gather, exploit a kind of loophole or weakness and get access to this data in order to manipulate people to vote as they wanted. The big problem with that is that rather than Cambridge Analytica and Kogan developing these kind of very high-tech techniques to breach Facebook's security, it's much more like they made use of a feature that was completely freely available to any developer on the Facebook platform that kind of applied for it prior to 2015. Describing it as a breach is kind of suggest that they somehow exploited the system, but in reality, they were making use of a feature that tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of developers used to harvest profile information and that kind of thing.
Kavanagh maintains, nonetheless, that what Cambridge Analytica and Facebook did was wrong. The result is now a corporate crisis for the firm, as calls grow for users to disconnect through the hashtag Delete Facebook. Trust is particularly low in Nigeria, following claims by Wiley that a Canadian-based affiliate of Cambridge Analytica spread violent images in a bid to discredit proponents in the 2007 and 2015 elections. Namdi Anekwe Chive is the director of a research firm, Chive GPS, and he says many Nigerians now want to disconnect.
The general consensus among some of the discussions that we've been having is that people will have to limit the amount of information that they give out online. The statement by Mark Zuckerberg about enhancing the privacy of the Facebook users is also quite important to instill confidence in many Nigerians who are always online on the Facebook application. But, having said that, the consensus is that people are thinking of ways and means to limit the amount of data that they drop online, and also, curtail the amount of information that will be available online.
Facebook has promised to audit some of its apps and improve access to its user settings to allow users to quickly erase their data. The tech giant also says it's willing to comply worldwide with some of the measures contained in a new European law called the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, that is set to be unveiled on May the 25th. Tiwari outlines what the new law will do.
This law basically talks about how the data should be processed, what kind of data is legal to be fetched by the companies or by the government, what is the legitimate purpose of that data. Other than that, they talk about how long will the data be with the data owner, processors, what is the exact purpose. Other than that, what GDPR mentions is the limitation of storage, what is the limitation of storage, how long can that data be stored. So that data should only be used for that particular quiz and then should be deleted. Other than that, they talk about the confidentiality and the security of the data, that there should not be any negligence. And if any user thinks that they want to know what the data is with the specific company or an organization, they can actually write to them and ask them, then tell me what all data do you have. And if they want to tell them to delete the data, they should do that. So these are the main things that are in the GDPR law.
Cambridge Analytica vigorously denies the charges leveled against it, but it declined RFI's request for an interview. The outcry over their misuse of Facebook data has once again brought the issue of data protection to the forefront and made users more aware about how their data is being used and by who. And with a spotlight now firmly on the tech industry, their response in ensuring greater transparency will be crucial in regaining public trust. Thank you.